Taking a look at today's top story, trend, or topic as John and Hugh kick off their final hour with The Big Story.
You already know.
On John and Hugh, Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
They're in their second walk-off. This ball launched toward left center field and deep. Dansby has left the yard. A leadoff home run for the Braves shortstop. Another fly ball hit high in the air toward left field. Peterson on the run to the warning track. To the wall and gone. A two-homer day for Dansby Swanson.
With the 16th pick in the 2022 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select A.J. Griffin from Duke University.
A lot of big headlines heading to a huge weekend. It is a busy news day here at the Kia Studios with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Kind of a fun Friday, too, in that regard, as we get headline after headline after headline. Now, the headline for the Atlanta Hawks, Hugh Douglas, is they go out and they do not a whole lot. They get A.J. Griffin, youngster out of 18-year-old out of Duke, who's a spot-up shooter. Sounds like a project kind of kid. He's 18. He'll get a chance to grow within the system. And Tyrese Martin out of UConn in the draft after he made a deal with Golden State for move down in the second round, get a little bit of cash. But so far, no big move. Matter of fact, no move at all.
Well, no move for a veteran player. No veteran guy.
Right. No trades yet. Now you have time here. They were seeing headlines this morning that say that maybe the Hawks are, despite the fact they didn't make a move yesterday, and maybe it's entirely plausible.
There was no move to be made.
Right, there was no move to be made. We'll take John Collins and DeAndre Hunter and give you the 57th pick.
Okay. Yeah, right, we'll take that.
Yeah, no, okay, sure. No, you know, I mean, no. So maybe there was no move to be made. We could have a huge headline today. We don't know. Free agency starts in a few days, and we'll see what happens in free agency. Maybe the Hawks are just going to hold out for that. Or maybe they don't do anything, and they dance with what brung them for the most part, tweak around the edges on the bench or something, and they say, look, we're going to go into the season with the same starting five we had last year, and they just have to produce. We paid them to produce. They got to produce. And if that's the case, then fine. I'll ride with that, but they'd better produce. And I can't be having Trey talking about boring. I can't have guys, John Collins, show up with 6 points in a game where Trey isn't playing. I can't have, guys missing, going 1-for-17 from beyond the arc. I've got to have a team that's going to show me that they can win.
Yeah, there has to be some soul searching that had to be done in the offseason in order to get back to the playoffs and advance further than you did this year.
Because in my world, nothing less than top four in the East is acceptable. You've got to be top four in the East. You've got Trae Young. He's moving into his prime. The time to strike is now. You have the ownership, the money, the culture, the stadium. You have everything in place to be a power in the NBA. Go be it. Just go be it.
I think that's doable. I think that's doable because you talk about how tightly grouped the East was this year. I think that's doable. That's not impossible.
And it's not too big to ask. I mean, we could always ask this. I mean, I think it's fair for us to ask if the Atlanta Hawks live up to that. We just don't accept anything less as fans, and you get good things. And the Hawks have to kind of chip in here. It's the one franchise that hasn't been to a championship game in this town, okay? And we need to get them into the championship round of the NBA, at the very minimum, to get them into the championship round. A couple of trips to the Eastern Conference Finals, yeah, okay. Let's see if you can't get a ring here and hang a banner at State Farm Arena. Meantime, the Braves tonight. We all know what's coming, Hugh. There's going to be a big ceremony before the game. Big ring ceremony before the game. There will be tears shed. There will be long standing ovations before the game. And when he comes to the plate for the first time, where Travis d'Arnaud will stand in front of home plate to make sure that no pitch is thrown and Freddie can take his bows. But I'm of that, once that first pitch happens, let's go. Let's go here. And we've seen guys come back in here. Soler came back in. Jock came back in. How about that home run Jock hit yesterday? Oh, my God.
You missed him a little bit when he did that.
Wow.
The last time I saw Jock hit a ball there was in the NLCS.
Right.
When he took Scherzer deep, hit a ball in almost the exact same spot.
Yeah. That was club level and belted. Thank goodness it didn't kill us. Jansen hung a slider over the middle of the plate, and Jock hit it about 500 feet. Man. Freddie's back tonight, but a big series here. You have, again, we can go over all the stats, you know, but last two NLCS and all that kind of stuff. But there's something developing between these two franchises, and Freddie just ramps that up a little bit. They just takes it to the next level. I mean, we could well be tracking to a third straight NLCS meeting between these two teams.
Yeah, I mean, that could potentially happen, and to meet him in the playoffs, that would be something definitely different. I don't think that this fan base, like, it's different then because it's business. I mean, you know, they're going to give him the love and the accolades tonight, but if you get in the playoffs and it's against them, then definitely it's going to be something totally different.
You know, and they managed to win a game yesterday. It wasn't the prettiest win in the world, but they won a game that gave them a series win against the Giants. And, again, we talk about all those tiebreakers, made them 18-3 in the month. They went 3-1 against San Francisco.
Mm-hmm.
The games ended 1-run, 2 runs, 1-1, 1-run, 1-run, okay? And the Braves won all 3 1-run games. And that's playoff baseball. They won the 3 1-run games.
That's what it felt like. Definitely felt that way. And the way that they played, they hung in there. They fought back tooth and nail. So it this team is definitely resilient, no question about that.
Right, and with no Ronnie and with no Riley getting the day off yesterday, and with Dansby hitting 2 home runs, man, a mercy has Dansby been on fire. Even Grant McCauley saying Dansby isn't just playing himself into the All-Star game, he's playing himself into the MVP discussion of the National League. He's on that kind of a tear. So these two teams hook up tonight. Ian Anderson will be on the mound. Going to be a lot of fun. Going to be cool to see. Atlanta United is back. They have new pieces. I should ask Connie here. Hey, Mike's in his office. I don't know when the new guys are going to be in with the team.
The new guys?
Yeah, the new keeper and the new center back.
Oh, okay, yeah. Talking about soccer. Gotcha.
Yeah.
You want to just yell down the hallway real quick?
Yeah, just ask him when he expects those guys are going to join the team. Rowe, Gudinho, and Peralta, right? I think so. Jose Peralta, is that right? Who are going to join Atlanta United. They said they were going to upgrade with Miles Robinson and Brad Guzan being out, a defender, and they did that with one from Tigres, a keeper, from one from Chivas, who is one of the top Mexican keepers, 6'5", they're going to do that. I don't know when they're going to be back with the team. As they get ready to go to Toronto tomorrow, Mike's going to be on the road with Jason to go up to Toronto.
When you
Mr.
Cassie the
says they can't play until July 7th.
When you say on the road, okay. That don't mean they ain't going to be on a bus. Huh? They're going to fly, right, to Toronto?
Yeah.
That's what I'm about to say. No, I had flashbacks.
On the road, just
– You Central State days riding the bus?
Bro, they're not taking a bus to Toronto.
Let me tell you, I had a flashback.
If he is, he's going
to
be late.
I drove from here to Detroit and then went to my daughter's tennis tournament. That damn near was in Toronto that I drove to. So I just, when you said, as soon as you said the road, I had a flashback. I was like, damn, that's a long drive. I was just, my bag. I know they're getting on a plane. Excuse me, I'm sorry. But I was just, when you said on the road, I was thinking like, damn, it's a long bus ride. I'm thinking about some, back in the day when they had the axe and stuff used to go on the road, the tour bus.
Between now and when the new guys join the team, that'll be against Austin on the 9th of July at Mercedes-Benz. There are 3 road games at Toronto tonight and then back-to-back games in New York next week against Red Bulls and NYCFC. And we mentioned this 3-game road trip. If United can go 1-1-1 and get 4 points, get a win, get a draw, maybe take a loss, that would be acceptable to us at this point in the year. It's going to be a tough road. Those are 3 good teams. Toronto struggled a little bit defensively. So let's see if that Atlanta United attack can produce some goals here. The one that seems to have found kind of a second wind. And by the way, they still will be without Thiago Almada. He won't be back to the game against NYCFC. So a 3-game suspension. But Gonzalo Pineda will be back on the sidelines and coaching the team against Toronto tomorrow night. Coverage begins at 7 o'clock with a kick at 7:30. Mike Connie and Jason Longshore on the call. All right, a lot of headlines. Mentioned the Hawks' future, the Braves and the Dodgers. United is playing this weekend. It's a huge, loaded weekend. And the Arch Manning story, which we'll get back into in a few minutes when we go live to, speaking of Austin, Texas, and Chip Brown, who is the Longhorns insider. And then there's my day today.
What you got going on today?
Well, I had to pull every string I had because it's date night. To make sure that the Maven understood, and she did, that Freddie is back tonight, and I am watching that on the TV live.
Where
this happens live wherever you guys are going to be having date night, or it needs to be at home base, John Fricke?
Well, I wanted to be home base.
Where is Dayton? Where you go? Where you decide to go?
Well, because
he got paid today. They going someplace
we
fancy.
We going paid. Oh,
it's payday,
paid.
Right?
Yeah,
it's
payday.
Forget about what you said before, John Freaky, about
dinner,
that.
Dinner's going to be at the La Perilla.
Carrabba's, girl. You get
La Perilla's nice. They got TVs.
Get the extra cheese on that pasta at Carrabba's.
I will. Yeah, right. Yeah, we're going to La Perilla. I'll be way done before that because I had just had to twist her arm to make sure that she understood that we had to go to the matinee because she got to pick the movie today. She says, I want to go to a movie, and it was her turn to pick.
What movie did she pick, John Freaky?
Elvis.
You know, Elvis is like 3 damn hours, right?
I know.
Man, listen. I wonder what aspect of Elvis are they gonna focus on.
I think all of it. Movie.
I think there's going to be a part of it that's excluded Hugh Douglas, and I think we both know what part of that is. That's okay,
Friday.
Though, man. It's okay, Hugh. It's okay.
It's Friday.
It's okay.
And I felt like being messy.
It's all right.
I felt like being messy. But
actually, there's going to be a couple. They're not going to. I don't think they're going to show in detail where he passed away.
They're going to show that? They ain't going to show, you know. I know they're going to talk about his wife. Are they going to mention?
Well, Priscilla, I mean, she's got to be in it.
Yeah, she has to be. Are they going to mention how old she was when they got married? They're going to do that?
I don't even know.
There's a lot of interesting facets, and I say interesting, and I'm putting that in quotation
marks. I'm not a historian here. How old was she?
She was not of age.
Oh, really?
They were dating. I know somebody in the car right now talking about they about to ride out to the radio station and punch me in the face.
Don't you dare talk about Elvis like
How
that.
How dare you disrespect Elvis like that.
You know, the dude who...
he appropriated everything?
Yeah, his music wasn't necessarily his music.
That's not going to be in the movie?
He just kind of made it popular, huh?
Somebody died in the car toilet. Right now is riding on the radio station, or they're going to write an angry letter to Mike Conti. Get that guy off the air.
That man's claim to fame, his only original claim to fame, you know what it is, Hugh? It's a damn donut.
Blasphemy. Blasphemer.
It's a damn donut.
Blasphemer. Stop it. Stop talking bad about Elvis.
It's a damn
taking somebody
damn
else's
donut.
Dance moves and making his own.
It's a sandwich. Man's claim to fame is a sandwich. I got to stop.
This might be our last day on the radio.
We're going to lose our Elvis fan base. Sorry, Elvis fans. We love Elvis here.
And Priscilla was 14 when she met Elvis.
Hey,
oh, my God.
Hey, how about that commercial break? What's coming up next, John Freaky? What's coming up next, John Freaky?
You didn't know that?
John, who's up next? Who's up next, John?
Chip Brown, he is, Paul Feinbaum is to Alabama, Chip Brown is to Texas. We'll take you live to Austin, where they're throwing parades of parties right now. No, I actually didn't know that. Next on the Morning Show with John Hugh. Morning Show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, up the road from us here in Atlanta. The Georgia Bulldogs in Athens kind of scratching their heads at the idea that Arch Manning is now headed off to what will be a future SEC rival in the Texas Longhorns. And when the news broke, Abe and I, Hugh, looked at each other, and we both about the same time said, Chip Brown. It was like, yeah, we got to get Chip. There is nobody that knows the Texas Longhorns better, covers the team longer, more in depth than Chip Brown. He is the Horns 24/7 and 24/7 Sports Insider for the Texas Longhorns. He's been kind enough to give us a few minutes from Austin on the waveforward.com hotline this morning. Hey, Chip.
Chip.
What's going on?
Chip, how excited were you when you heard that Arch Manning was coming to Texas?
Well, I'll tell you, I wasn't as excited as all the Longhorn Nation. I mean, you'd have thought they won a conference championship yesterday. I mean, Arch Manning said that he plans to go to Texas. It's not a signed national letter of intent yet. And I'm hearing, you know, that the only way this could go sideways is if Texas doesn't show the kind of progress that this off season for the Longhorns would portend for them. So, I mean, it's an exciting time. You got to have players. Getting a guy like Arch Manning, the highest rated, you know, prospect in the entire nation for the 2023 class, like getting Trevor Lawrence or Bryce Young. It's a big deal. You got to have momentum. And I'll say this for Steve Sarkisian, after that 5-7 season, I've never seen a program with more momentum.
Well, you do have a 5-star and a former number one quarterback in the nation coming into Austin this year, and he's with maybe the number one running back in the nation this year, and Steve Sarkisian is going to be under pressure to show results this year. I think that there's some feeling that Texas could be markedly better, especially with Oklahoma, I think, taking a step back without Caleb Williams and Lincoln Riley here. What is your expectation for the Longhorns this year to set up a potential Arch Manning run here in a couple of seasons?
Well, I said an acceptable season for Texas would be 8 wins and Arch Manning. And I think if they can get to 8 wins, that's a big step because they have an amazing class of offensive linemen that they just signed. Those guys are going to be a lot better in 23 and 24 than they're going to be in 22. But you're right. They have amazing skill talent. Everybody's expecting Quinn Ewers, the number one rated prospect in the entire nation for 2021, just transferred in from Ohio State, to be the guy, that he would, you know, handle the quarterback job for 22 and 23 while Arch Manning, you know, red shirts. And then Arch Manning would take over in 24, which is most likely the first season that Texas would have in the SEC. So the timeline works out for Steve Sarkisian. It works out for Arch Manning. Now Quinn Ewers just has to be as good as everyone hopes he is to be done in 3 years and head off to the NFL and hand the ball to Arch Manning.
So, Chip, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it kind of sounds like that this year is kind of a make-or-break season for Coach Sarkisian, especially when you talk about, you know, Arch Manning being there and the fact that he has to win over 8 games.
Yeah, I mean, look, Arch Manning does not want to be the savior. You know, he wants the program to be moving in the right direction, and then he comes in and maybe takes it over the top.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve Sarkisian turned over 40% of his roster. That's a lot. I mean, he brought in 28 high school kids. He's, you know, brought in transfers. They got off to a 4-1 start last year, guys. They led Oklahoma 28-7 and lost the game. And then they had third quarter double-digit leads against Oklahoma State and eventual Big 12 champion Baylor as well. And, you know, a lot of it was between the ears. And so Steve Sarkisian's got to get the mindset, the culture of that program to where it is, you know, solid from the neck up.
We're talking to Chip Brown, Texas insider from Austin here with John and Hugh. Chip, Hugh and I are, you know, fond of Steve Sarkisian from his time as offensive coordinator of the Atlanta Falcons. We you know, personally like him a lot, and we wish him the best down there. You mentioned the transfer portal. That would be something that you would think that Arch Manning would draw huge transfers in. I mean, we're talking best wide receiver in the nation, best tight ends. I mean, they all want to come play for Arch. That's point A. Point B is, do you know what, or have they said yet, what is NIL is going to be at UT?
I mean, no one said anything about the NIL, but Texas is, look, their donors don't mess around. They're all raising money for the collectives that, you know, they have a thing called the Pancake Factory that's going to pay each offensive lineman $50,000 a year for, you know, doing charitable causes. I can only imagine what Arch Manning's, you know, probably going to receive, but there's nothing, you know, that anyone can pinpoint. But, you know, look, Texas, they fancy themselves as the biggest and the best, and they're going to, you know, they're going to compete in every area.
All right. Well, we'll see how this all kind of plays out, Chip. I do appreciate the insight here. Yeah, we heard $3 million.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
But Texas,
man,
has got it. I mean, they've got. I mean, look, if Texas A&M could buy every recruit, you know, Texas could.
So wait a minute. So you know, since the running back down there is driving a Lamborghini, Chip, did you get you a Lamborghini?
I do not have a Lambo. I need one. Although I don't know I can get in that thing anymore, you know?
Yeah, that thing, it's kind of low to the ground, Chip. I've never had one,
low to
but
the ground.
It's low to the ground. It's low to the ground.
Hey, Chip, we do appreciate it. Thanks much.
Have a good one.
Okay. Take care.
All right, Chip Brown, Texas Sports Insider. The Lamborghini of Bijan Robinson's Robinson driving the Lambo.
Well, I tell you, that's a beautiful machine.
He can play, too. And I wish Sarkisian the best. I really do. I mean, I can't stand Texas. It's really kind of it's a weird spot for me to be in because I can't stand the Longhorns.
Yeah.
But I like Steve Sarkisian a lot, and I wish him the best here. Well, as Chip said, you know, look, nothing's been signed here. Arch wants to see how it plays out. But, you know, the Manning family isn't about to – I just, Hugh,
why
that's
not?
Because that's not who they are.
You're talking about the old Manning family. You're talking about, wait a minute, you mean the same family that were.
Excuse me?
That got drafted
Chargers,
by the Chargers?
Giants fiasco?
No,
did we forget about that, John?
Yeah. Hey, I ain't going. Y'all better not draft me.
Awkward moment when he held up that Chargers jersey at the draft and everyone knew he would never play a single down. In Southern California?
Yeah, no, I was working out there in Southern California at the Chargers station, and the day after, the Eli hate was it was palpable here. But, you know, they did okay. They got Phillip Rivers. He was pretty good. I mean, Phillip, you know, just didn't get a break there, you know? I mean, but Phillip could play.
Yeah, I can see. Art's coming up in a different era, man. Like, and he said, like, the way that they acted on the internet yesterday, I thought that it was a sign and done deal. Nah, he might change his mind. Boy, if he changes his mind, it's going to be some heartbroken people there.
Oh, man. Matthew McConaughey is going to have to go out and make another bad movie. I mean, my God.
They have to put a shirt on.
Yeah, right, exactly. Run for governor.
Speaking
something like
of
that.
Bad movies, I saw a bad movie of Matthew McConaughey's a couple nights ago. It was really – I can't remember the name. It had Gina Gershon in it, too. I got to remember the name. But it was so bad that
what
I recommend that you see it. He was a bounty hunter. I think it was Bad Mike or something like that. Bad something. But it was I got to find the name of the movie, John, because it was so bad that I recommend that you see it. Like, for real. You have to watch. The Maven, Killer Joe, there it is. They only found
Killer
it.
Joe.
Listen, he's a cop. He's a bad cop.
Okay.
And he was tasked to kill this lady for this family to get this insurance money. And they didn't have the money to pay him, so he took a girl as payment. It's really good.
He took a girl.
No, but you have to watch
payment.
It. You okay. have to, like, you gotta watch it, man.
Was she 14?
I think she was older than 14. She was legal. She was definitely legal.
Okay, just check it. Don't know how these things roll.
Killer Joe. I recommend that you guys watch that and tell me about it Monday. That's your work assignment for the weekend. Watch Killer Joe and then ask me what's wrong with me.
Where did you see it?
I think it was on Amazon.
Amazon? All right.
I think it was on Amazon.
Well, I'll tell you what's on the radio, Hughes World.
Yes, we're going to talk about barbecue and other things on the other side of Sports Radio 92.9.
Thoughts this unique can only develop in one place. The mind of Hugh Douglas.
John said it this morning, triskaidekaphobia.
This is Hugh's World.
Habanero? I got to say it like that. Habanero? How about I just say habanero?
On John and Hugh.
TMI, but underwear is not a part of my daily regimen.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game.
You know what, John? Freaking yesterday something happened that led me to believe that my relationship with somebody that we work with is starting to turn the corner just a little bit.
What was that?
You know, Matthew McKenna, right? We've had a little bit of a rocky relationship.
Beef is what I believe they call it on the streets. Be honest, man. Let's be honest.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes he comes upstairs, you know, the sales guy.
Uh-huh.
For the folks who are just tuning in for the first time, Hugh Douglas, can you explain this longstanding beef that you have
okay.
with Matthew McKenna?
Okay, he accused me of taking his bottle of Whistle Pig from him. When, you know, we went to a meeting and we met with Whistle Pig, whatever, and they gave us some bottles of Whistle Pig, and Matt proceeded to just look at the bottle like it was he didn't want it. So I took both bottles. I took his bottle and my bottle.
Yes, I know. Yeah, you said you stole it.
Yeah, but I didn't steal it. He didn't pick it up. So since then, I would get little angry little texts, little shots being thrown here and there. And, like, dirty looks when he come into the room. But yesterday, I think we're starting to turn the corner a little bit because Matthew McKenna came upstairs, right, John? And, you know, I'm a T-shirt guy. I like T-shirts. I don't care. Like, I like graphic T-shirts, even if it's something that's obscure.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, he brought me a Community Q T-shirt.
What's Community Q, Hugh Douglas?
And this is the reason why I want to talk about it, because I'm intrigued by this, because it's a barbecue. It's a barbecue spot that I have not myself been to. Our guy, Oren Romaine, has been to. And as you know,
it's right down the way from the crib.
Oren is a guy that he's a food. He's a foodie, John. Oren's a foodie. Uh-huh. There's no other way to describe it. Oren's a foodie. And when Matthew brought me this shirt, first, I was like, oh, what is this? He's always a barbecue spot. You know, that Oren was talking about, really good barbecue. And he's like, hey, do you want the T-shirt? And I kind of looked at him, right? And I was like, I thought it was a joke at first. But I guess he was trying to be nice, you know, and extend the olive branch. But now this is the thing. You know how my mind works. Now I got to try the barbecue. I have to try the barbecue now.
Q, let me tell you, man. Community Q. Shout out, first of all. It's the shirt. It's a pig. But it's in Atlanta Falcons colors, so they're keeping it both local and delicious with the T-shirt. But no, Community Q is a spot over off Claremont in the Decatur, Emory area, Atlanta area.
Mm-hmm.
They do great barbecue, man. Brisket is on point. Chicken is on point. Their mac and cheese, Hugh, I'm not joking with you. Their mac and cheese legit might be the best mac and cheese I've had at a barbecue spot in the entire city of Atlanta.
And
like,
you know,
maybe
what?
Even Georgia.
You know, I have to believe you.
They use the box.
They don't use the mac.
They don't use the box, Josh.
Oh,
yeah, I'm
okay.
Sorry.
Right.
They don't use the box.
But I have to believe it, because you know Oren's somewhat of a foodie. He's definitely
frisky
a foodie.
With them smoke rings on it, man. Hugh, they got a dessert. They got a bread pudding dessert. Like, I don't like pecans on anything.
I was talking about bread pudding the other day. I wanted to get some bread pudding.
Hugh Douglas. They do they got the black eyed peas like my mom used to make with the little bits of meat in them, man.
They got black eyed peas with the meat in them.
Black eyed peas, bro.
Are black eyed peas keto friendly? Because if they are, I gotta go.
You gotta put jalapenos in the black eyed peas.
I'm sure if you ask, they could.
I haven't had black eyed peas in years.
Peas are on point. Like, it's all their barbecues delicious. All their sides, like, they don't really do anything wrong.
Spell it Barbeque or Barbe.
I spell it Good. Bar. Good.
Or do you use hyphens? How do you spell barbecue?
Barbecue, bar, BARBQ. That's how I spell it.
Yeah, there's just like five different ways to spell it.
BBQ?
Yep, you could do BBQ. You could do BAR-B-QUE or, I mean, it just depends. I just wondered.
So if you come into the baby shower, Hugh, because wifey and I had decided we're going to use Community Q.
Community Q for the barbecue?
Yeah, we're going to use Community Q for the baby shower.
I'm going to
have to cater the baby shower.
Do they have Carolina sauce?
I'm going to go way before it ends, though. I'm going to go to Community Q.
I believe they do have Carolina sauce.
Oh, then I'm in.
Vinegar base, yes.
So would I be wrong to be a little nitpicky to even though Matt McKenna was giving me an olive branch to say that he gave me an XL shirt? Would that be a little bit picky?
Yeah, because you need, what, two or
it's
three?
The shirt,
I need
a 2X. The Community Q shirt itself is great.
I like
Douglas
the shirt.
And what it represents,
I like
man.
The shirt, but he gave me an XL. Like, am I being wrong for complaining about that? I'm not complaining. I mean, I took the shirt.
Well, let me say, are you large, Hugh Douglas, or are you extra large?
Do. I'm a double X.
Then take the shirt.
But it's an XL.
Oh, so you're saying it's going to be snug?
It's a little bit. I mean, you know, I like, you know, well, I subscribe to the Mark Zeno medium.
When nobody needs
shirt
to
wear,
nobody needs to do that. That's a Zeno thing. Only Zeno.
Yeah,
Zeno's in his own world with a shirt.
He got a patent on that, kind of like that Ohio State thing with the.
I'm sure Community Q, Hugh Douglas, if you roll into Community Q, let them know who you are and what you're about.
Oh, so now you going to put it like that.
I'm just saying.
Hugh Douglas.
I'm Hugh Douglas. Damn
need,
it.
Feed me.
I need
a double XL shirt.
I need some of them black eyed peas with the meat
that you
have in them.
Let me get some of that Brunswick stew.
But what about the ribs, though?
Oh, you talking about fall off the bone, bro. Fall off the bone, bro.
So what is the process? Do they boil the ribs first? Well, how do they do that?
I believe they smoke them, Hugh Douglas.
They just smoke them. Because, you know, some people boil the ribs first and then they grill them.
That's a house thing.
Yeah, but some people, you know, I mean, it don't make a difference because I'm going to eat them regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just trying to sound like I know about ribs. I'm just trying to sound like I'm real upset.
All you got to do is take it off. Take that back off, right? And then stick them in a big vat with Fanta orange juice and let them sit for 24 hours.
I heard Fanta. Some people use Fanta, vinegar.
Yep.
I know my man Ryan Stewart. He uses Coca-Cola or Pepsi.
That's Coke. Yeah,
he used the Pepsi. Mm-hmm. He uses something. Yeah, it just all depends. I haven't graduated to grill status yet. I plan on doing that real soon, though, because I need to get me a place. And when I do that, that's one of the first things I'm going to do is get me a smoker.
Mm-hmm.
No, well, a grill, because I'm not going to
use an oven,
smoker.
Though.
No, I want to do it the old-fashioned way. I want to get out there on the grill, get me, learn. I got to get my grill stripes because I don't have those yet. I got to work on those. But, yeah, shout out to my man.
See,
Matt,
you're making me hungry now.
Oh, yeah. Listen.
You know where you can go for lunch, Joffrey?
Community Q.
I got to go see James Ferry and do some more work here.
And I got paid today.
Oh, it's payday?
Yeah, it's payday.
Oh, I know. I lose track of these things.
And it's one of them days where
the Maven is out there talking about date nights and
you about to go watch Elvis.
And
let me know how how they introduce Priscilla. that to me. I just in this day and age, John.
Oh, I know.
That's a problem.
It is a problem.
So I'm wondering if there's going to be some pressure groups out there picketing the fact that Elvis.
Yeah, he's kind of.
R. Kelly. That's R. Kelly-ish.
Yeah, I know.
A little bit. A lot of it.
A lot of it.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just wondering how they go.
Yeah, he's there's not much you can.
I wonder how many letters. I wonder how many letters Mike Conti has gotten about my behavior on the air so far. What you think? About.
Well, you had a whole bunch of letters you get the first.
Yeah. Your cubby hole was bursting with letters.
I cleaned my cubby hole out.
It was man spreading.
Because Bunky Pants had a problem with it.
Bruh, your cubby is normally a rectangle. That bad boy was shaped like a V.
I cleaned it out. But you know what the unfortunate thing?
It was a wide berth over there, that mail you had in that box.
Some folks sent me rookie cards assigned from 2 years ago. I apologize.
You're still going to sign them and send them back, right?
Huh? No. This is 2 years ago.
So it'd be sweet if you got it for 2 years late. It'd be kind of nice.
So you mean I got to go find a mailbox and do that?
That's up to you.
Bad. That wasn't what I planned on doing. I guess I should have brought it up.
I've never mailed a card away to have it signed by somebody. So
I mean, it's one of them things, man. I mean, I guess I could. I guess I could take some time out of my day of playing video games and sleeping,
eating good barbecue.
Get me some good barbecue. Get me an actual shirt that actually fits.
So what's on the drinking agenda tonight, Uncle Nearest?
I don't know. It's funny. Alcohol. I gotta find out what Hugh's doing first. Because that's my designated driver. If not, I would like to sit on somebody's balcony and talk bad about people, or sit out there and
just
laugh at
look
folks.
Look down at people walking around.
You know how when you go somewhere and you just look at people and laugh. I want to do that.
You want to sit on somebody's balcony and judge the folks below you?
Isn't that what we all do in the summertime? Look at that outfit. Look at what he got on. Look at what she got on. Look at that hair.
Ooh.
Ain't that what we do? And don't act like I'm the only one.
She know her toes shouldn't.
She should have went and got a pedicure. Or the people that had those little lines on the back of the bottom of their feet, where their feet real cracked.
We have made so many folks angry today.
Yeah, that would be me though. I need to, while you playing, I need to go get a pedicure. Cause I'm up here burning up sheets, rubbing my feet together on the thing.
Bacon. Flower ankles you got over there, sir.
Yeah. No, now one thing that I do is make sure that I'm greased up. Because I'm so greased up that I always have, I have to put a towel down because I'm greasy at my workstation.
We know you.
No, Randy probably don't like that.
Randy gets up and slips down because he puts his elbow on that desk.
Got that grease.
Oh, man.
Randy, chomping at the bit to get on the microphones here because we got a busy, busy news day. Arch, Hawks, Braves, and Freddie all ahead on Sports Radio 92 on the game.